We're protesting about the way that the police have been picking on one of the protesters on an anti-war march in Edinburgh a few months ago. They picked out one guy from the crowd because of the banner that he was holding, and they've been intimidating him with threats of legal action ever since. And we're here to say if they arrested him, they arrested all of us. They could have arrested anybody in the march. They happened to pick on Simon. But we're all standing in solidarity with Simon to say an injury to one is an injury to all. If they do it to him, they should do it to us.
Why now? It's the middle of the summer. It's July. The war is over. What is the state of the case?
The war isn't over. The war on terror launched by Bush and Blair is a war against ordinary people. It's a war against any attempt to show resistance to Bush and Blair and to imperialist capitalism. So that war continues. In particular, Simon's got his court case coming up in a few weeks' time. This is part of the campaign to have those charges dropped, to have the nonsense of this court case done away with. That's why we're here, because the war is continuing, but Simon's case is going to come to court in a few days.
There are lots of other protesters who came in trouble or who were picked on during the anti-war demonstrations. So what is happening with the other cases? Do you know anything about that?
I think almost all the cases were dropped because it's the standard police tactic. Arrest people, scare them by arresting them, and then let them go. So, but if there are any cases that are progressing like Simon's, then one of the abilities that I have, and I've got very few as a Member of Parliament, one of the abilities that I have is just to cause trouble and demand police accountability and to ask the police what they're doing, ask the Procurator Fiscal. That's what I hope to do as an MSP elected who was part of that movement, who is still part of that movement and will continue to use what tools I can as part of that movement.
There were lots of members of the Green Party being elected and of the Scottish Socialist Party. Has this made a change to the Parliament, and what changes were you able to make so far, and what do you want to make in future?
Parliaments don't change anything. People change things. Until people take the power, there will be no change. The Parliament is merely a platform that I, as one of the people, again, it could have been anybody from the anti-war movement who was elected. I was elected. I'm voicing my opposition to the continuing war on terror, to the way that the planet, people across the world are being trashed by multinational capitalism. I've just got a better platform to shout that opposition. But ultimately, real changes only come when people lead that change and when people take control of things. As a politician, it's a platform, nothing more. I hope to use that platform well. I hope to be accountable to the movement in how I use that platform. But that's the only power I have is my voice. And that, in a way, is the only power that anybody has in the current system.
What happened here specifically today?
We marched up the road carrying our flags, which, like Simon's flag, say, fuck Bush. We showed our opposition. We came to the police. We offered ourselves to the police. We asked them, if they've arrested Simon for this, why not arrest us? But, of course, they declined. So, hopefully, we've raised the profile of Simon's case. Hopefully, it might mean that they drop this nonsense case and stop hassling Simon about it. And we've hopefully reminded people that the war against terror continues. We still oppose the war,